From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News reports that there were long lines at the Department of Motor Vehicle offices in Dutchess and Ulster County December 16th, the first day undocumented migrants could apply for driver's license. Erica Lee at Spectrum News reports that Rensselaer County officials were not accepting applications from undocumented migrants for driver's license, even though that is now the law. Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Morello, who lost a legal challenge to the law in federal court last week, was directing people he believes to be in the county illegally to the motor vehicle office in Albany instead of following the new law. He claims just three of the 17 DMV employees in Rensselaer County were trained to give licenses to undocumented immigrants, but that did not seem to be the case in other counties in the state. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. Dan Friedman reports in the Times Union that after the U.S. House of Representatives votes for impeachment this week, New York's Senator Chuck Schumer will have a starring role in the trial in the Senate in January. Already, Schumer thrust himself into the debate on December 16th, pressing for specific witnesses to be called in the Senate trial. Schumer said, and I quote, "I haven't seen a single good argument about why these witnesses shouldn't testify unless the president has something to hide. We know what kind of evidence the witnesses will present. They might present exculpatory evidence that helps the president. It may be incriminating against the president, but they should be heard," end of quote. Schumer called for four witnesses to testify: former National Security Advisor John Bolton, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, Deputy Chief of Staff Robert Blair, and Office of Management and Budget official Michael Duffy. Schumer also asked for the White House to release documents subpoenaed by the House but never released. On December 17th, there are pro-impeachment rallies planned in Hudson, Kingston, Rhinebeck, Albany, and over 500 other cities around the country. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to mandate automatic manual recounts in close elections, his latest proposal for legislators next year. Cuomo's proposal requires a recount in statewide races with a margin of victory of 0.2% of all the votes cast or less. Other elections could get recounts with a margin of victory of 0.5% or less. Cuomo said, and I quote, "Elections are the foundation of our democracy, and there can't be any confusion when it comes to their outcomes. Otherwise, people lose faith in the process. Right now, decisions about whether to proceed with recounts in closely contested races almost always get bogged down in costly and unnecessary litigation because there is a hodgepodge of standards around the state," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that the State Department of Environmental Conservation and Department of Agriculture and Markets are warning New Yorkers to watch out for the spotted lanternfly in Christmas trees this month. The invasive insect, or its muddy brown egg clusters, could be in evergreen trees. The red, yellow, and brown fly, an inch-long insect with dark spots on its wings, came from Asia in 2014. Woodstock Tree Committee member Michael Vetch says, and I quote, "If you find it in your Christmas tree, just kill it. If you find an egg cluster, it looks like mud kind of stuck to the tree, burn it," end quote. The DEC has a quarantine on Christmas trees coming from other states where the spotted lanternfly has been found. The DEC says, and I quote, "New York's annual yield of apples and grapes, with a combined value of $358.4 million, could be impacted if spotted lanternfly enters New York. The full extent of economic damage this insect could cause is unknown at this time," end of quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory effective 10 p.m. Monday, December 16th through 10 p.m. Tuesday, December 17th. Mixed precipitation is expected with total snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches and ice accumulations of up to 2/10 of an inch throughout the WGXC listening area. Snow will fall from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Snow could be moderate to heavy at times overnight and will turn to sleet and freezing rain around daybreak Tuesday. Slippery road conditions are expected Tuesday morning and will likely impact the morning and evening commute. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.